Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That is absolutely a pleasure for me to be able to talk to the guys who cover the game on the front lines, who are out there getting the stories that you may not see. Charles Robinson, senior NFL writer at Yahoo Sports, joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. Early morning, Charles, you're all over California right now. You're going to visit the 49ers, eh?
Yes, sir. I spent some time, spent a few days with the Cowboys and the Oxnard, and then stopped and saw the Rams in Irvine. And I'll be driving up to the Niners today, and I'll be in camp with them tomorrow. So just making the West Coast swing.
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions first about what you already saw. Was there a case of mistaken identity with you? Did anyone think you were Chris Mortensen? Or anything like that? Or was it, you know, maybe because at the Cowboys camp, nobody seems to be able to understand what, you know, innocent till proven guilty means.
Yeah, that, I'll tell you what, there's never a dull moment in Cowboys camp. You know, you think you're going to arrive and it's everything should be positive, you know, kicking off camp, even with, you know, the Ezekiel Elliott investigation sort of swirling right now. But, like, there's no doubt. I mean, there were so many levels of mistakes that were made in the whole Lucky Whitehead thing. And I don't think, look, the Cowboys could have come out after that and said, you know what, not only did the cops screw up, but we had our own internal guys who did the investigation who were supposed to do their due diligence on this. They screwed up essentially by, you know, making a call to the cops and just trusting that the cops knew what they were talking about when they said, you know, it was definitely like Lucky Whitehead. And So, you know, I think the Cowboys could have come out and fragged, you know, their own guys internally. They could have fragged the Virginia Police Department that was involved, but instead just chose to say, look, you know, we're moving forward. But I'll say this, the Cowboys, part of this is on them because they were ready to cut Lucky Whitehead when he went through his whole Instagram fiasco with his dog.
Right.
You know, being kidnapped, and they should have done it then. They didn't do it. They thought, you know, let's get into camp and take one last look, but they were clearly prepared to do it after that. They didn't. And I think they regretted that in the long run. I really think this stretched back to the whole dog Instagram thing. And that's when they wanted to cut him, but for whatever reason, they decided not to.
Do you believe that that they have been blind in their support of Ezekiel Elliott or not?
I don't think they've been blind. I mean, look, I think anyone who truly believes that everyone's going to be treated the same, they're completely naive about how the NFL works and particularly how the Dallas Cowboys work. And look, Ezekiel Elliott was arguably their team MVP last season.
Sure.
I mean, he's undoubtedly, I think, one of the top running backs in the NFL, if not the top running back in the NFL, and they're going to give him a lot of room to make a lot of mistakes. And I think they know internally, anyone you talk to there, if they're being honest with you, will tell you Zeke is going to be a maintenance player. And they know as long as Ezekiel Elliott's going to be there, he's going to be a guy who goes out in the offseason, has a lot of fun, probably will do some dumb things that they're going to have to deal with. And I think internally they're praying there every day that he does not cross a line that is significant enough that he's going to be suspended. And he's pushed that line this offseason. And, you know, the clutch bar incident in which he allegedly, you know, punched this guy in the face. Now the, you know, the alleged victim has disappeared and isn't cooperating. And, you know, so he's, up until now, he's kept himself off the hook. But this league investigation, I think they believe that, you know, the league is inclined to punish him in some way, shape, or form for what thus far, at least publicly, have been ambiguous allegations by this ex-girlfriend in terms of the domestic violence allegation that the league has been looking into. So I would be stunned if Ezekiel Elliott plays every single regular season game, you know, this year, and I think they would be too, but I also think they feel like at running back they're prepared to lose him for a game or two and try to survive that.
Can you tell me, Charles Robinson, senior NFL writer, Yahoo Sports, joining us, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Can you give me a team or two that you think is worse than they were the last time as they opened camp, worse than the team that last walked off the field last season? Because aren't they? Isn't every team supposed to be better after free agency and the draft? Shouldn't they be better than the version of the team that was last year?
I mean, I suppose that's the way it's supposed to work. But
I mean, that's supposed to be the way it works, but it doesn't work that way. Is there anybody that jumps off the page to you to go, yeah, I don't think they're as good as last year? I think they've actually taken a step back.
You know, I think obviously anytime the Super Bowl occurs and you see a team like, you know, say an Atlanta Falcons, that has the run that they had and then sort of has the collapse that they have. I think a lot of people focus on it. People get so focused on talent, what's on the field, what pieces came or lost. But I think a lot of people overlook mentally what happens to teams at the end of seasons and whether a team can be worse off mentally than they were the year before. And I know a lot of people, the popular storyline is, well, you know, the Falcons, it's you've got to, you know, sometimes you lose and you gain through losses and whatnot. I really honestly believe this, the 28-3 thing is, it's going to hang over the Falcons all season long. And I think mentally, even though I know they want to put their best foot forward, I'm not sure people understand how big of a task that's really going to be. The Seattle Seahawks, you know, there was some talk this offseason about that goal line play and Marshall not getting it and how it's sort of sowed the seeds of discontent in the locker room in Seattle. There is absolutely some truth to that. That's lingered for a while there. You look at the Carolina Panthers, who have not been the same since losing, you know, that game to the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 50, and in a way have been somewhat disassembled. And then they fire their general manager this year, just two years removed from 15-1. I think mentally and emotionally, to me, the Atlanta Falcons are going to be worse than they were last season. They had so much momentum going into that Super Bowl to lose Kyle Shanahan and then to suffer that loss that is constantly going to be their measure this season. I want to go in probably a different route than a lot of people do, and they just say talent. I'm telling you, mentally and emotionally, I just can't see that being a team that it was the last quarter of the season last year when they really put things together.
Well, when you see Kyle Shanahan, you can tell him, Charles, that the city of Atlanta is still blaming him completely for the Super Bowl. And doing sports talk radio full time there, I absolutely do not put the primary blame on him. I put it on Dan Quinn. And the head coach. The head coach has to be the one to take full responsibility, and he still hasn't, by the way.
And I don't disagree with you in that. You're right. I think a lot of people are like, well, what did Kyle do? And, you know, right. why don't you run the ball? And he was too aggressive. Well, you're right. At the end of the day, it's the head coach who marshals that sideline. It's the head coach who, by the way, had been through some, you know,
he was through that goal line play in Seattle.
Right.
That's his last game in Seattle.
Yeah. And it was funny because you bring that up. And when this was all unfolding, you know, during the Super Bowl, I actually had someone from the Seattle organization was texting me saying, I can't believe Dan's going through this right now.
No,
like this is,
Dan.
And everyone saw that. So I do. I think you're right. At some point, you know, Dan could have inserted himself into that situation. Just like, you know, with the Seattle Seahawks, someone could have said, hey, you know what? Maybe throwing it on the 1 yard line is not a good idea. Let's just run it. And it's why the NFL, to me, I hate the hyperbole and the you hear it repeated over and over that it's the ultimate drama, but it really is because guys make decisions that are just incomprehensible at times.
Charles, safe travels, and we'll look forward to catching up with you now when the NFL season's getting ready to roll. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely, always my pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you, man. Senior NFL writer from Yahoo Sports, Charles Robinson. Love talking to him every time we get an opportunity here on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.